hearing Jesus, and before he's even met him, he can see who Jesus is. He gets who Jesus is. And he cries out, and other people try and dampen him down, and he won't have it. He won't have it, and he cries out all the more. And Jesus calls him to him and asks him this question: what do you want me to do for you? And you know, that is, from anyone else, that would be an outrageous question, wouldn't it? That would be an outrageous question. There is this blind man in front of Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? Bartimaeus has already thrown his cloak off. Probably the cloak was what kept him dry and warm sitting by the road. Probably that was a really important part of what he had, one of his most prized possessions. As he comes to Jesus, he knows that everything could change. And Jesus knows that everything could change. And so he asks him, what do you want me to do for you? Are you sure? Is this really what you want? Rabbi, I want to see. And Jesus heals him, and then Bartimaeus follows along the road. And do you know what? This word, and forgive me, I know I get very excited about Mark's gospel, but this word is really important in Mark's gospel. It's the word for way or road. Okay, it's the word hodos, okay? And it's already there in the Bible because we read the book of Exodus, the way out, okay? It means the way. Bartimaeus is on the side of the way. He's on the side of the road. After Jesus touches him, after Jesus heals him, he is in the road, on the road, in the way. He is following Jesus. And following Jesus isn't easy. Jesus is about to go to Jerusalem. There he'll be handed over, there he'll be crucified, there he'll be resurrected, he'll rise again. New life will come, but it's not always easy. But Bartimaeus can see that this is life worth living, that this is life in all its fullness, that following Jesus in the way is what he really wants. So Bartimaeus, in lots of ways, is the ideal disciple. He can see who Jesus is even before he touches him. He receives the touch of Jesus. He is transformed, and he begins to follow. And you know, at its heart, the Christian faith is really, really simple. Later on, when we celebrate the bread and wine, I hope you'll be able to see a picture which Jen painted for us a little while ago. It just says, Jesus said, come follow me. At its heart, this is what it's all about. The call of Jesus to come follow him. It doesn't matter who the vicar is. Honestly, it doesn't. What matters is that you hear that call of Jesus. Come follow him on the way and find out what life is all about. Amen. And you can support Liverpool along the way too.